The Chief Health Officer will no longer have the final say on how Victoria handles a pandemic. An independent committee will scrutinise key government decisions, and public health advice will be consistently made public under a bill to be tabled in Parliament today.
Mm-hmm.
Associate Professor Luke Beck, Constitutional Law at Monash. Professor, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Why 18 months into a pandemic? Why have we changed this?
Well, I mean, why now? Why not before? So one of the things we've seen over the course of the pandemic over the past 18 months or so is that, you know, the Premier and the Chief Health Officer stand up at the press conference every morning and say the health advice says we need to do this. But we've never seen this health advice. For the full 18 months, none of us have ever seen this health advice. There's been lots of talk about it, but no one's ever seen it.
Right, it's so what changed now?
Because there's a view, particularly in the Parliament, among crossbenchers in the upper house, that enormous powers regulating people's lives should be exercised in an accountable and transparent manner. And that really hasn't been the case. So at the moment, we go outside and we're all alone. There's no soul to be seen. We have to wear a mask. But no one can tell us why we have to wear a mask. So under the new laws, they'll have to tell us why. And instead of a bureaucrat making the decisions, the Chief Health Officer, it will be a minister making these political decisions, which is kind of the scenario they have up in New South Wales at the moment.
So, Professor, just take us back to the beginning of the pandemic. So why was the bureaucrat given the powers initially?
So this is the existing legislation was written several years ago, and that legislation had the powers vested in the Chief Health Officer. And so at the time, I think they were probably thinking about, you know, low-level outbreaks of diseases. They didn't necessarily have a situation like this in mind. And so it turns out that the legislation that was written several years ago isn't quite fit for purpose in these kinds of mass pandemic scenarios where you've got enormous powers regulating every aspect of our lives, which is obviously a deeply political decision, and the power should be subject to all the political accountability and transparency measures that other ministerial decision-making is subject to.
It's interesting because there are people who are working at the forefront of the pandemic in public health who think it's a good idea for the Chief Health Officer to be the person in charge of making the decision. So I guess there are competing trains of thought.
So the Chief Health Officer will still be involved. The Minister will only have power to make orders that are proportionate and on the basis of the Chief Health Officer's advice. But ultimately, how these things play out in practice, where there's a lot of line-drawing exercises involved in the pandemic restrictions we've seen over the last 18 months. And those are political decisions. And, of course, the Chief Health Officer has expertise, as does his team, in public health matters. But it's not just public health. It's also about social and community behaviours and concerns and how people react and behave. And health officials, whilst they understand the epidemiology and the public health aspects, they don't necessarily understand how community, business and others react and will behave. And so in some cases, in some aspects, politicians perhaps have better expertise on those matters than health officials do. So having the minister make the decisions on the basis of the health advice is a good idea. And there's an additional new committee where the minister will have to provide written explanations, release advice, and the committee will be made up of other experts so that these rules can be tested rather than just announced and everybody has to go along with them.
And where are we now with emergency powers, Professor?
So at the moment, there's a proposal to table the bill in Parliament today, which looks like it will pass. This was a deal done between the government and crossbenchers in the upper house to extend the current state of emergency. So this is a bill that has government support that will go through. Although the opposition has a few concerns, they want to put in even more safeguards to make sure that things can't just be extended and extended without there being parliamentary oversight.
Good on you, Professor. Associate Professor Luke Beck, Constitutional Law at Monash University.